Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This
is an Intel Studios production.
Gonna record. What? No!
Yeah, I'm gonna record.
Huh?
Whether you like it or not.
What?
I wonder what the sound levels are like. Sound good, don't they?
I mean, I think they sounded all right last week. We didn't have any complaints.
No, I did get someone that contacted us and said, I can't really hear you two. Is it the podcast or is it my headphones? But I've never had a complaint.
No, I've never had
before.
A complaint.
So I think whoever you are, whoever you are,
it's your headphones.
I think it might be a problem at your end because nobody else seems to be suffering there.
We would have an outpouring of complaints. Our listeners are
they want to hear it,
interactive.
Right? Yes.
Oh, no. It's my daughter. Pause.
Pause. Okay.
I'm sorted. Yeah. Child still alive. Job done.
That's all that matters, really, is that they're still alive.
Is child alive?
That quote, I don't know who first said it, but you're only ever as happy as your unhappiest child.
I told you that.
But I've heard, like, famous philosophers say it and stuff like that.
No, but I told them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where it came from. It's a very, very good quote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really...
It's true.
Some things you hear and you just go, oh, God, yeah, why don't I know that? But it is very, very true. Both my kids are very happy at the moment. And what a relief that is.
Look at you.
Yeah. Well, it's not always the case, you know. I mean, like, I've had my fair share of ups and downs. But, yeah, at the moment, and it's like, oh, God, thank God I can sleep tonight.
Yeah.
You know, they both seem...
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, okay, sorry. this has got off to a good start. I found last week a struggle to get into, to get started.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
The summer's been a bit bland and dull and grey and... It was just like, oh,
and we had a house full of teenagers who were very noisy. The door was going. It was kind of
just
a bit chaotic.
So I'm going to treat this as the first show back.
Okay.
I'm full of beans tonight.
I'm
in a very
tell.
Good mood.
I can tell.
I had a coffee. I mean, it is...
When?
But,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, when you went for a pedicure, I went
crazy.
To the gym. And I had an espresso.
What?
That was at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And I can still feel the effects of it now.
I'm in serious trouble tonight.
I'm going to talk a lot.
Dear.
Yeah. Oh, dear. How are you? You all right?
Yes. I mean, obviously, I have to admit and confess that the children going back to school is quite nice because it's slightly less carnage. When I clean my house, it stays clean for a few hours and I can finish a sentence.
Yeah.
Without somebody saying, Mum.
Mum, yeah.
So in that respect, you know, it's quite nice.
I went on a car journey once. I think it was about a 40-minute car journey. Mm. And the word dad was said 57 times.
You counted.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Jesus.
I mean, I have actually done what you told me to do.
Oh, which is?
Which I did say. If I'm in the room and you and I are the only people in the room... You don't have to start your sentence with Mum.
Yeah.
You can just say, "Can I get a banana from the other room?"
Yeah.
Like
the
you
word
don't
Mum
have to,
or Dad doesn't need to be said, does it?
Because actually, at some point,
it grates.
It does. It does.
Do and you not say Dad.
Yes, and it's terrible. They're only trying to say, "Get your attention."
Get your attention.
But
you think, I'm the only other person in the room.
I have done that.
I couldn't be anybody else.
I have done
just
that.
Just ask me the question.
I've done that.
Brutal. It's been a brutal summer. It's nice to be back at work. We've been out. We've had two nights out.
Yeah, we went mental.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, I've got the feeling this is how we mean to continue. We're going to just go out a lot.
This is what it used to be like.
I've got to say, the first recommendation is if anybody sees anything with the name David Rodigan attached, who is the most brilliant DJ who has been around for an absolute eternity... and predominantly kind of known for dancehall, reggae. But he DJ'd at a thing that we went to the other night. And he was brilliant. I mean, the room was just bouncing, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was really good. It was a proper night out, like an old school nightclub.
Old school.
Do. We got home about 2 a.m.
Yeah, he's got an MBE.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
He's British, mm-hmm. and he has played on Radio London, Capital, KISS, BBC Radio 1 Extra, BBC Radio 2. He's played everywhere.
Well,
and he's 69 years old. Stop it.
Well, if you look in your local paper and you see he's on anywhere, because he's done some festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
69. Yeah. Like, he was amazing.
Yeah, well, when we told my dad and Sue, they said, yeah, we had tickets to go and see him last week. And
I think that is great.
Yeah.
That is great for us. That bodes well for our future. If mm-hmm. he's that cool
yeah.
at 60, we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. And when are you 60? Huh? What?
What are you doing?
When are you 60?
What are you doing?
Not for a while, no. Okay.
What are you doing?
I was just interested. I mean...
No, it's not for fucking ages.
Okay. I mean, I'm not worried. You clearly, people are fit and well at 60, aren't they?
Yeah, when are you 30?
Yeah. It was a while ago. Very good. So I've got some great recommendations. I mean, last week's episode could have gone on for two or three hours. Yeah. I had so much
but
to talk
luckily
about.
Luckily for our listeners, it didn't.
Yeah. Could I start with a bit of poetry?
Yes. Yeah. This is sometimes, everybody that's listening, sometimes Michael and I discuss what's going to happen in the podcast beforehand. And I'll say, well, we can talk about that because we saw that together, or we can talk about it. And then I'll go, I'm going to have a chat about this. So we don't kind of cross over too much. We try and bring a little bit of variety to your podcast. But sometimes we spring something on each other, like, I want you to taste this, or I want you to see this piece of poetry. I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know why he's reading it to me. I don't know where it's come from. I'm very excited. Is it romantic? Are you going to melt all of our hearts?
Yes, I think so. It's a very good poem that I stumbled across, really. And I'm just trying to... I've become, you know, the listeners probably know this, but I've become slightly obsessed with Coldplay recently and Chris Martin and all that stuff. I mean, these interviews I'm just watching on YouTube just to kind of keep me occupied. I'm just interested to see.
When you like something,
I
go
all
absolutely
in.
Forensic. So yes. Adam Curtis, forensic.
Wow. Yeah.
Coldplay.
Yeah, forensic,
I mean, you ever met them, I'd have to build a wall between you all of the band. It's not just Chris Martin. You're obsessed with all of them.
Yeah. But their last album, this Head Full of Dreams album, was an idea about the fact that you can achieve things if you put your mind and heart and everything to it. And I thought the sentiment of the album was great. And, you know, it was a collection of everything they ever wanted to do as a band. They managed to capture it in this one record.
It's a really, really good
It's a
record.
Really good record, isn't it? It's very euphoric and it's really uplifting.
I love
it. It's inspiring and all the rest of it. But did you know there's a piece of infamous poetry in there that's not their work?
Oh no,
it's an old Turkish, they're old Turkish poems, 2 or 3,000 years old, that have been found and then what do you call it transcribed or interpreted or translated. So it'd been in some old ancient language from the Ottoman Empire or whatever it was. The Ottoman Empire is only about 100 years old. This is about two or 3,000 years old, it said, with old scriptures, but they'd been converted into English, and he'd heard one of them and was so amazed by it, he found a kind of brilliant voice to then voice the poem on the record. And I thought,
how lovely.
And somebody had said to him, oh, how did you get over the Gwyneth Paltrow thing and how are you feeling and all the rest of it? And he said, well, I did a lot of reading and wrote music and all the rest of it. But he said, this poem really helped me realise that everything in life was worth it. All the bad stuff and the good stuff and everything. It was all worth it.
Oh, my God, this sounds...
Yeah, so I was like, wow. I mean, I've listened to this album a few times. I've never stumbled across this poem in it.
No.
You know, I was thinking, I don't even know what he's talking about. So I'm going to read you the poem.
What song is it in?
It's not in a song. It's got its own title.
It's its
in
own
the album.
Song.
Yeah,
it's
I'll find out what it's called.
Spoken.
I thought it was called Kaleidoscope. But...
Who spoke it?
So... An English translation by a 79-year-old American poet called Coleman Barks, who read the poem on the Kaleidoscope track on Coldplay's latest album.
It is Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
You were right.
But there's another song called Kaleidoscope that's not got that poem in it, so I don't know what's going on. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to do it in a kind of deep kind of.
Just do it in
voice.
Your in yourself. Okay. Do it in your own voice. So it says, wait, I'm going to turn this mic around because otherwise it's not direct. It's directional. Okay. You need to talk into
it. So it says, this being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because it's about welcome the bad and welcome the good. And that also, I think when we're young, we hate our shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get older, we know what our shortcomings are.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn to not loathe ourselves for them.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, you understand why you have those shortcomings. Accept them.
Yeah.
Integrate them into your life. And if you're an asshole, apologize quickly, you know.
But I like the idea that you're being guided by these anxieties.
Let them be your guide.
And all the rest of it. Yes. So they arrive with purpose.
Yes.
They're not here for nothing.
Yes.
And I often find when people say, oh, I'm a bit low at the moment, or I'm not feeling very good at the moment, I often try and encourage them to try and listen to themselves really hard, because I feel like you're trying to tell yourself something, and if you're not listening, it's very difficult to solve the problem. But I always felt like I was being guided by my own conscience and my sad days.
Always?
Certainly from as I became consciously aware of it, and I don't know what age that was, but I think it was very young.
Wow.
I became aware that my feelings were a kind of guide.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd been like that.
And they're all important. Like the sad ones are just as important as the happy ones. Like happiness seems to trump everything, but I feel like that's the big downfall.
We've talked about this a lot. Like this kind of seeking to be happy all the time is
it's
setting yourself
it's a dead
up
goal.
For
yeah
a fool.
Yeah. So yeah, I really I like that. I like the fact that there's this little nugget on a record that I was completely aware of, but I had no idea that this thing existed. But it was really. It really lifted my spirits. I really enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah.
So from a bit of Greek philosophy and Turkish poetry, we move on to...
something just equally as deep.
Yeah.
And important socially and environmentally and for our general well-being, and it's called Pets Yoga. So
looks
Becky,
great.
Becky Waters... Becky Waters is a listener. She is. She makes me laugh a lot, and she contacted me. Actually, do you remember when I started reading you some banter between me and a listener?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
and it's Becky.
Yeah, okay.
And she had bumped or walked. She'd walked past me in a woodlands near my home, and I was walking Bo. And she was listening to the podcast.
While walking past you?
While walking past me, but couldn't say hello to me. She just was like, oh my God, I just can't do it. Anyway, she and I had a bit of banter after that. It was very funny. But she sent me this this idea about Pets Yoga. And it looks unbelievable. There's this gorgeous kind of white room that you go and do. Very easy, non too stretchy, not difficult at all yoga. And in between time, there is a pack of puppies that are from registered breeders that are very well looked after.
Okay.
Really, it's so important that they are happy. But what's great is you get to cuddle a puppy, but the puppies, importantly, get socialized with humans and used to human touch.
And with other animals.
And with other animals. So usually you have a kind of a litter of puppies. They mess about while you're doing a bit of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody stops and has a little cuddle with the puppy. We've talked about, you know, with the golden retriever experience.
Yes.
We've talked about how important animals are to our mental well-being and what a difference they can make to us if you're feeling a bit down.
Can I just interrupt at this point and say, just going on the website is a treat. There's lots of video footage on the website
of
like
puppies.
Puppy huskies. And all sorts of things. Oh, my God.
Look at that
it's
one.
It's a joy.
That's a golden retriever.
Even if you just went on the website for 5 minutes, it would cheer you up.
And it's not just puppies. It's kittens and bunnies, too. So just to give you an idea of pricing, £35 for puppy yoga, £28 for kitten yoga, okay. And £25 for bunny yoga. And there is an age limit. It's 6 years old, so you could take a seven-year-old to puppy yoga. Wow.
What I would like to do, is there a ticket for a combined experience where dogs, cats and bunnies are all in the room at the same time?
I think that might be dangerous. But it would be good for puppies because you should socialise puppies with cats. I wish...
Yes.
You know, my dog doesn't get on with cats, but the cats have upstairs, dog has downstairs, and they never... There's no gate on the stairs. They just never meet.
The joy my dog got from being with other dogs was such a treat.
It really was. Yeah. How are you, actually, just for our listeners, how are you about
that? I have
that?
To bury my feelings about it a lot. Mm. Yeah. It's still very difficult. I had a chat with the lady from down the street today who's got a cat that my dog always chased.
Yes.
In a very jovial and fun way. And she said, I haven't seen your dog for a while. I was like...
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Said, the dog's gone, you know. So we talked about it for a minute, but I said, OK, I can't really talk about it that much. It's just so brutal, you know.
But it is, anyway, just to say,
yes,
it is important to cry about it.
Oh, I've done plenty of that.
Yeah, but you still don't put a lid on it.
No, I guess I was... exaggerating.
Okay.
I mean, I do let my feelings come out of me.
Good.
As you know.
But you're okay.
But yeah, you know, I just sometimes have to go, I can't deal with it right
no,
now.
No, I know.
Bury
I know.
It a bit, you know. But yeah, it's very sad.
Finishing up on puppy yoga, they also do corporate press and private events. So I think, you know, you could hire out the whole place for someone's like big birthday for a 30th or something, or a hen do, or a, you know, why not go and get absolutely hammered and... with a male strippogram. Why don't you do puppy yoga instead? That's much nicer.
I thought you were going to say, why don't you go and get hammered with puppy yoga?
Like, no.
No, you meant don't get hammered
with
a stripper.
Don't do it with the stripper.
Go to puppy yoga.
Go to puppy yoga sober. Instead.
Okay. I think that would be a great 30th.
Okay. It would be fun, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be great, yeah. I do want to talk about movies and things, naturally, because, you know, I've watched loads of them. But we went to the cinema... with our kids to watch a film called...
This is so good.
Yeah, to watch a film called Free Guy.
Yeah.
Now, I'd seen some of the trailers on Free Guy and I'd also read a few articles about it. So it is starring... What's he called?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. I wanted to call him Ryan Gosling there. For
I know.
It's a completely
too many
different
Ryans.
Ryan.
Oh-ho! Mondays, am I right, Joe?
You said it, guy.
Yeah! Don't have a good day. Have a great day.
Hey, bud, you ever think that there's got to be more?
More than what?
The stuff we do day after day. Being shot at? Run over? Taken hostage?
Everybody down on the ground!
Today's going to be different.
I'd read this really interesting article about it. My youngest son is very keen on game design and gaming. So this slotted into it really nicely, I thought. But he basically plays a background character in a computer game. He is completely unaware that he is playing a background character in a computer game. He's just playing something that goes to work every day and does the same thing.
A little bit Truman Show, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also a bit Groundhog Day because, you know, he does the same thing every day, buys the same coffee, speaks to the same guy. You know, he's in an algorithm, essentially. Mm. But he somehow manages to realise that he could break out of the algorithm and go and interact with the main gaming characters. Now, if you don't like computer games, please don't worry about it in the slightest.
Well,
it just doesn't matter. I don't
and
really
I loved
either.
This film.
But there's so much to go at. It's multi-layered in all sorts of different ways. There's the real world, which there's a bunch of actors obviously working in there, and then there's the game world, and these two worlds interact with each other, and then the people within the game interact with each other.
There's some fantastic actors in there.
Oh, it's just really, really good. I was really taken aback. I know last week we talked about Suicide Squad, but it completely trumps that, in my opinion. This is the best film I've seen with the kids for a long time.
Interestingly, Taika Waititi, who I normally absolutely love, felt a bit miscast in this.
Yeah, I agree.
He felt a little bit sort of... it wasn't a great role for him because I think he is brilliant.
Yeah.
But... everybody else, you know what I was surprised about was I cried in it.
Yes,
and,
me too.
And it really caught me off guard because I thought it was going to be action, adventure, a bit of comedy. But I actually found it incredibly moving and It moved me to tears. Yeah.
And he's very good, Ryan Reynolds, because he's involved in everything he does in the way that I would have thought. He's got an exec producing role in it. He's starring in it. He's probably got some writing credits in there as well. So he's all over it, really. And I think, good, you know, if you're going to be the star of this show, you should play a much bigger interest in how it's produced.
But I thought Jodie Comer did a really good job. She stars opposite him. Yeah. She is absolutely brilliant. And little Rel Howery plays his best friend.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
I love it when there's a supporting cast member who really shines and you think, you're set for, you know, a lot more parts.
I agree.
As time goes on. It's really a great film to see, and there aren't that many 12s that I think that appeal so universally to sort of everybody, and it's a 12. It's 1 hour 55. It got a 7 point, let me have a quick look.
7.3, is it?
7.6 on IMDb. So it's really highly recommended.
It's still on at the cinema. Joel enjoyed it so much, he went to see it again last week.
Oh, did he? Mates.
Yeah. So it's good enough to see twice.
Yeah.
So Fill Your Boots, it's still on at the cinema at the moment, and I thought it was bloody great.
Massive thumbs up from us. Something's on tonight.
We're
going to preview
that.
Now.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like it is going to be really good. I've been watching all the trailers for it online. There've been lots of trailers from both of them by good friends of mine. So Lee Francis, I would like to partially take responsibility for kickstarting Lee Francis's career when it did, because I'm pretty sure he would have become a star
anyway.
Anyway, but
I mean, he's got it, hasn't he?
I took him to his first agent because I met him and I thought he was the most off the charts crazy person I'd ever met.
Yeah.
But there was something so unbelievably genius about his kind of crazy passion for playing these weird characters. I bumped into him in the corridors of Paramount Studios where they were making
Nickelodeon channel.
It was Paramount. And I was on a late night show with Kurt and Dom. It was like two bored lads, you know, when it was kind of Badil and Skinner and Badil, and it was two guys sitting on a sofa talking about girls.
Back in the olden days.
Back in the when you're allowed to do that. Yeah. And I was leaving and Lee Francis came up to me and said, look, can I quickly go and get changed and interview you as this character that I'm doing? And I thought, oh, that's ballsy. I was like, yeah. So off he goes and he comes back as Barry. The swimming instructor. No, the guy who's got a lot of swimming badges is a very keen swimmer.
Yes.
And basically Barry was, you remember the bear in the bear's tail?
I do, with his
Barry was the first incarnation of the bear.
Okay.
And he interviewed me. It was basically up being interviewed by the bear.
Yeah.
I've never laughed so much. I thought, who are you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I introduced him to John Knoll, who was my first agent.
Yeah.
Who was amazing. And he kick-started his career.
I'd probably quite like to say at this point that you've been very, very good at doing that for people. Like, you really have, because you did it for me. You put me in touch with your agent and he took me on. And I've seen you do it with lots of other people. And you're always recommending people to your current agent if you see somebody you think's got talent and all the rest of it.
Well,
and it's just a great thing that you... Because you've had this success and all the rest of it, and I can see it's in you to want to give other people.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, no, I was amazed that you did it, because what a lot of presenters would do is want to hoard their work for themselves, keep their agent all to themselves, and then protect their career that way. You've always been this one of giving it out in every direction.
I think you always get it back if you do that.
Well, it takes quite a lot of bravery, actually, and an enormous amount of confidence and self-esteem to be able to do that. But I know you've done that with him, you did it with me, and you've done it with several other people that I've watched as well. And I just thought it's probably worth saying out loud that it's an extremely honourable and likable trait of yours.
Well, Lee Francis has turned into an absolute genius.
You were totally right to do that, wouldn't
you? Show that he's doing, The Holden Girls, which is a really funny premise. Nobody's absolutely 100% sure that it's Lee Francis.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. I looked at it and I thought, I'm not sure who that is.
It is Lee Francis.
Okay. I thought it was an old lady.
Or Peter Kay.
Yeah, yeah, it could be Peter Kay. You know.
I'm 100% sure it's Lee Francis. Because it's Amanda Holden, and him and Amanda are good friends.
Okay.
And I definitely can see that it's him.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure of it. But anyway, it's called The Holden Girls. The premise is Amanda Holden invites her nan to come and live with her. I think Amanda Holden's kids are in it.
Oh, are they?
I'm not sure if Chris is in it, her husband, who you met the other night.
What a lovely guy.
What a lovely guy. Yes, he's so nice. Right? Amanda, what a gas.
Yes.
She is so much fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun the other night. Yes, yeah, we went to a party and she was there and we danced.
All night.
Basically all night. All night. Yeah, I was sweating profusely at one point. I was thinking.
You look good though.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you kept the leather jacket on, but it was worth the sweat.
I kept thinking, I've really got to take the jacket off or I'm going to pass out.
No, definitely not.
It looks too cool.
Wait, listeners, can I just quickly tell you one thing? So obviously I've told you before that Michael was the under 14s UK breakdancing champion. So we're at this party, the embarrassing circle forms on the dance floor. The person whose birthday it was gets into the middle of the dance floor, dances away, he's amazing, pulls back. Then Michael, because there was a kind of eggy moment where nobody was stepping in, Michael steps into the centre. I'm like, oh my God, my boyfriend's going to do something amazing. He falls to the floor and does the best caterpillar I have ever seen across the floor. It was so good. Then he jumped up onto both feet from lying on the floor and everybody cheered.
Yeah.
It was, I've never been prouder.
I mean, as I was doing the caterpillar, I thought, is everyone going to think, who's this guy having
exactly. They're thinking, they're thinking, who's this guy?
Well, let's hope
that's
what
they
thought. It was very funny.
Anyway.
I took a risk.
And it worked.
It paid off.
So, Holden Girls, Amanda invites her granny down to live with her. She's called Myrtle Holden. And it is very funny. It's on E4. It's on Tuesday night. We're recording this on Tuesday. So sadly, it's the Tuesday before the podcast comes out. So lots of you may have seen it. If you haven't, give it a try.
It'll be on capture.
Because I have just seen the trailers and I was laughing out loud. There's a bit with, Howard Donald's in it.
Yes.
Like really good. And Ben Shepherd.
Yeah.
And it feels like very real reality TV. It doesn't feel like acting. They all feel very, very natural. It feels like a completely unscripted telly.
Myrtle, is she called?
Myrtle.
Yes, okay. Well, I'd said to you, Myrtle is an exact replica of somebody I know. And you went, oh my God, yeah. You know, like it's...
Yeah.
It doesn't feel hammy or
acting. We all know a Myrtle.
Yes. Yeah, it does look good, that. So maybe we'll watch that later on
tonight.
The
Holden Girls, E4.
Yeah, and it'll be on catch-up on 4OD or whatever they call it these days. Keep changing the name of that. All 4OD?
All 4.
Okay.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So we were walking through Sainsbury's the other day looking for biscuits. You like the gold bars. You're obsessed with the gold bar.
God, you know what? Because I feel like they're okay because they're not too calorific.
Yeah.
And, you know, one every now and again. But, God, they're good.
Yeah.
They really are.
So, yes, we were looking for biscuits. And then Joel came across something called a Jo-Nut.
Jo-Nut.
A Jo-Nut.
Yeah.
A McVitie's Jo-Nut.
Yeah.
Which is a play on a Jaffa cake and a donut combined together. So we bought some. Bloody hell. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a donut. It's like a sponge cake, like an orange sponge cake with dark chocolate on top of it in a ring. Mm. So it looks like a donut, tastes like a cake.
Do you get the kind of marmalade in the middle like you and would then, a donut?
Yes, that's the thing. So it's a ring, like a bagel or a bagel, as my mate would say. And then on the outer ring is a ring of marmalade in it. But I tell you, with a cup of tea, bloody hell. It were amazing.
I feel it's a time now for brands to expand their
portfolio
with their favourite things, but slightly different.
Yeah.
So, like, you can get giant chocolate buttons.
Yeah.
Or you can get
crunchy
dairy milk.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Dairy milk with crunchy in it?
Oh, yes. Dairy milk with crunchy, yeah.
You know, the caramilk, you can get the... Everybody's...
I'm enjoying caramel.
I mean, even squashies, which are my other favourite sweet, probably.
Squashums or squashies?
I thought they were called squashies. They might be called squashums. I don't know.
Okay.
But they're basically drumsticks
yeah.
in a sweetie.
Squishy.
Everybody's... I often think about sweets. Do you think a squishy or a squashum or whatever it's called was a mistake? They were making a drumstick.
And those
are
the offcuts.
Somebody made a mistake with it.
Yeah.
And then they ate it and they were like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten.
I'd love to go into like a sweetie manufacturing place and just make stuff up and see what comes out.
Yeah. Willie Douglas.
Willie Douglas. That's a great name, isn't it?
Willie Douglas. God,
Sonny's middle name's William. He's Sonny Willie Douglas.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't it? Yeah.
What's Joel's middle name?
Robert.
I didn't know about your kids' middle names. Your middle name's Robert,
right? Middle name's Robert. Grandad was a Bob, was a Robert.
So we've got that. We've got Lucy's, the family middle name.
Oh, is it? And it runs through, yeah. Mm. So the Jo-Nut, give it a whirl, folks. I think you're going to really love it. I mean, it's obviously calorific, so go easy on it. But, if you like Jaffa Cakes, if you like orange, dark chocolate, and a cake and a bit of marmalade, it's all in there. And for a mid-afternoon snack with a brew, it were magic.
I want to tell you about a boutique.
Yeah.
And I like this because you know what I'm like about my kitchen businesses.
Yeah.
And this is a lady that I met at a Rivita event. You know, when I was working with Rivita.
I do, yeah.
Who I miss a lot. I love them.
Yeah.
In particular, Kirsten.
Yes, she was brilliant.
Kirsten left Rivita, but she deserves a shout out.
Yeah.
Anyway... This lady, who I do remember, she says, you probably don't remember me, but we chatted a few times that day and I told you about my online clothing business, The Meek Boutique. And she lives in very, very close to me in my area. Anyway, she's called Lynn Meek. That's why it's called The Meek Boutique.
Yeah.
And what's rather lovely is that the last year or two, she says, has been very strange indeed, of course, but my business has grown hugely. We're now a family business. My husband and my youngest son works with me full time. We've moved this year to a fabulous new HQ office showroom premise in the Pantiles in Tunbridge Wells. And she has kind of a burgeoning online business.
Burgeoning.
Yeah.
I like that word. I've not really used that one before.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. She's a stylist who's worked with lots of people. So she is the model, which I love,
her website. Yes, great.
So I think it's really handy when you can see just the same person and all the various clothing. I don't know why it's quite useful to see the same person.
I think it's hugely helpful to get kind of... Well, you can make comparisons, I think, especially if you can find that you're a similar body shape to them or...
So she's also on Instagram, at Styling Matters, and that's kind of for style inspiration, new stock alerts and stock updates.
Okay.
What I quite like about it is it's everything in there is kind of selected for comfort and just sort of something that you can... Can I just tell people what you're doing? Yeah. For a start...
Sorry.
It's very noisy.
Sorry.
Don't think you can floss your teeth with a piece of paper quietly.
I had an implant put in my tooth about 5 years ago. It's left this kind of gap where when I eat food, it goes into that gap. And I sometimes...
Normally it doesn't bother me, the tooth flossing
with
paper, but a huge piece of meat, it appeared, from lunch came out.
It wasn't. It was the fish we just had. But I can't bear it. Like, I just can't cope if it's in there, so it has to come out. So I tried to do it discreetly there. But there was a problem. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Crack on.
So it's basically really comfy clothes for kind of, it's not kind of clothes for big events. It's sort of really comfy, wearable, everyday stuff that you can look cool in. It's for everybody. But she sent me something, which is what drew my attention to it. And she sent me some of these sort of elasticated, it sounds terrible because it sounds very nano, but it's kind of like, they're like jean joggers. So they are like jogging bottoms. They're made out of camouflage. And I previously had bought some with just an elasticated waist. But when it's just got an elasticated waist, there's something slightly unflattering that happens around the waist area where it all starts going a bit baggy. And these ones have got an elasticated waist at the front, but two very simple, easy to pull pieces of material at the back, which means you can cinch it so it kind of curves into your back. You have to wear them quite tight, but they suit all shapes and sizes, and they come in a really good variety of prices. So they range from sort of £25 to £60 for a pair of really cool joggers. They've got denim shorts, and they've got them in every single colour you can imagine, styled in lots of different ways. But it's a really good, not that expensive website, and it's free UK postage. Orders of over £75. So it is the meekboutique.co.uk.
Can I say that she looks great in all those pictures?
Yeah, she does. She looks fantastic,
the
doesn't she?
The clothes are really good on her, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks fab. She's got great hair as well.
Lovely T-shirts.
Yeah.
Really fun clothing. It's kind of a bit edgy, bit trendy, but not sort of too try-hard or young.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really good. Yeah.
So it's called themeekboutique.co.uk. Yeah. God, I don't know where to go next because we've probably got time for one more thing, I reckon. And then some shout-outs.
Oh, it's hard because there's a lot, right, to go at.
We've got a lot to go at, yeah.
Can I quickly, while you're deciding, just say thank you for The Mandalorian?
Oh, you're thanking me for it?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about The Mandalorian a while back.
You know, we've talked about it a long time ago, and I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get here, but me and Holly, my oldest child, would like to thank you because it is unbelievably good. Baby Yoda, I daily kind of feel the sadness of the fact that Baby Yoda's not real.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Can we watch an episode tonight?
Two. I want to watch
two. You want to watch two?
Yes.
Okay. But we're going to watch the Holden girls as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
watch
that.
Okay.
Well, let's see how we get on.
Okay.
But I agree, because you're watching it again. We watched two episodes the other night, and it's just so well made. It's so good. I don't know if you do need to be a Star Wars
fan. I don't think you do.
To appreciate all of the things within it. You know, if you're unsure about it, you can get, I think you get like a free 6-month subscription to Disney Plus at the moment. If you're interested, get the free subscription, watch it all. It's brilliant.
It
you don't
really
need
is.
To be a kid. You don't need kids anywhere near
no.
it. It's really well made.
It's really,
and it's
really
fantastic.
Good.
I'm really glad you like that.
I love it.
Okay, I think let's talk about this one thing because next week it won't feel as relevant.
Okay.
We watched a documentary. It was recommended by my very good friend Andy Abrahams. And we were driving into London. We were being driven into London. We watched it in a car on the way up.
Yeah.
So we had about an hour and a half, and the documentary is about an hour and a half. And it's called 9/11, The War Room.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of documentaries about 9/11, and there's all sorts of conspiracy theories around it and all the different things that happened to do with all the flights that, you know, didn't make their terrible destinations and the ones that then all flew out to Gander. Remember we went to see that play, you know. So there's so many things that feed into 9/11. But he said, you've got to watch this. The talking heads or the interviews are George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing, the access that they got to everybody.
All those Secret Service agents.
And the press guy that he'd gone running with.
Oh, Stretch.
On the morning of. Yeah. Stretch was fantastic because as a journalist, his use of language was so brilliant. His descriptions and the feelings that he was feeling that day were unbelievably
Please go and watch this documentary. Yeah. It is fascinating. I think one of the things that I loved about it the most was everything I thought about that administration at the time and the way it handled that situation has completely changed. And listening to Bush talk about it and take you through his feelings of that time and what happened on that day.
Yes.
And, you know, all the things, all the comedians went to town on him, and that bit where he gets told that the second plane has crashed into the Twin Towers and he's sat with a bunch of school children holding
And he looks a bit vacant, right?
Yes.
And we were all like, God, look at him. He can't even kind of lead.
He doesn't know what to do. And he was thinking, at that moment, he was thinking, I'm in a room full of children. And a teacher is talking them and taking them through phonics. I've just learned that the second plane has crashed. The first one I thought was an accident. The second one, you realise, is a terrorist attack. And then, of course,
he's
on
waiting
to say
for a moment.
The third one is the declaration of war. Yeah, and he's waiting for an appropriate moment to leave. And then,
without frightening the children.
There's the national press are all in the school taking photos of him. They all know what's going on because it's coming through on their TVs. You know, it's just brilliant, isn't it? And then this idea about where do you go? You're at a school in Florida. And they think, oh, well, the plane is going to try and crash land into this school. So we have to leave the school. And then all the things that transpire and all the worries and the paranoia.
We were both thinking, like, why did they get in a plane? Because if the danger that was coming from planes, wouldn't you not want to be
in a plane
that somebody would just crash into you?
But you have to start making a set of decisions and then trying to lead people out of this thing.
It was extraordinary. It's a must watch.
It's gripping.
I'm not hugely keen, or I'm not normally gripped by politics too much, or war, or I'm more into kind of detective documentaries mysteries like that. But this had me from the absolute get-go. It was the most fantastic insight into the world's most terrible day in my lifetime, and a day that changed the world forever.
Well, you've got all these people fleeing Afghanistan at this very moment as a direct result of that thing that happened 20 years ago. So there's this whole kind of cycle of events that are taking place today as a result of it. It was fantastic. It's on the BBC iPlayer. There are several documentaries about 9/11. So this one is called 9/11, The War Room. So don't get mixed up with another one or the other two or three that are on there, which I'm sure are all equally good. And I'm sure I'll get around to watching some of them as well. But it is really great, and it really gets you thinking about George W. Bush as a president. I mean, we all thought he was an awful, probably the worst president America had ever had.
I've probably
take him back in a heartbeat, would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely
changed my view of him.
On him.
It was fantastic.
And also, wait, just very quickly, I want to say about his absolutely driving passion to get back to Washington and how he was kept away from Washington by everybody. Understandably, but how even in sort of real, real mortal danger, he went to New York.
Yes.
And the Secret Service's job is to keep the president alive at all costs. Mm. And he went to Ground Zero.
Yeah.
And made a really very heartfelt and passionate speech. I don't know, I really saw him in a different light. But, you know, I guess everybody has to have a pop at the president.
Yeah, of course.
The Prime Minister at the time.
There's only ever 50% of the country that likes him.
Don't think I'll ever feel like that about Trump. Just got to say that.
No.
Now.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Shall we do a few shout-outs?
Yes.
I did get one. We've just posted a post on our Instagram.
Yes.
And somebody commented straight away and says, can I get a shout-out, please?
Oh, yeah.
So I said, yeah. So it's Divinia Gomez or Gomez.
Oh, yeah. We know Divinia
she's
Gomez.
We've read out a few things
there,
but I just thought, of course, Divinia.
Divinia.
Is it Divinia when you... Because Davinia.
Yes. I get called Divinia a lot.
I introduced you to a friend of mine once and he went on to call you Divinia.
Forever. But I never correct them because I just think it's okay. I'll answer to either.
People call me Mark an enormous amount.
It's because you look like Mark from Take That.
I think I sound like Mark from Take
That. And you look like him.
I don't think I look like
him. You really do.
I think I look marginally better than Mark from Take That.
He's gorgeous.
Okay, well, you know.
Not as gorgeous as you, obviously.
Obviously. Okay, let's read out a couple of things, and there's a couple of recommendations in here. I have had a question about Bitcoin today. Kathy Crane said she went to see China Crisis last night.
What? Oh my God, blast from the past.
She said, went to see China Crisis last night here in the Isle of Man. It was a great show, and I think they're playing in Tunbridge Wells in November.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. What did China Crisis
sing?
But
also, China Crisis must be on tour, so if you like China Crisis, go see them wherever they're playing near you. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah, it's a great recommendation. Claire had said, this is Claire, CC Ditch is her Instagram name. She said, I'm probably the umpteenth person to message you about this over the weekend, but the lead actress in Coda is the one about the deaf family, is Amelia Jones, who is the daughter of Alid Jones.
Oh, wow.
So no surprise that her voice is beautiful. She is fantastic. We've not watched Coda yet, but that's good, isn't it?
Amazing things about it, and I keep seeing trailers for it, and it looks brilliant.
Mm. So this is Kerry Lord, who we've spoke about before, and she says, oh no, I bought some coins after you spoke about it. They've been up and down a bit. But I'm enjoying the ride and learning all about it. And then she says, this time next year, Rodney. So, thanks, Kerry. You had quite an impact there. Davina really thought that was very funny.
I did.
This one here, just listen to 5-1. So happy to have you back. This must be season 5, episode 1.
Oh.
Which I announced as season 4 last week. And lots of people have corrected me. So, yeah, sorry. Oh. I've just lost track of how many of these things we've done. I've got my Making the Cut notepad and pen, but I've hidden my credit card.
Listen, I think we should start making merch.
Yes.
I think we should make and Making the Cut notepad and pen.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I think we should give it away.
Okay.
As prizes to people.
To people we read out stuff from.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great idea. And then somebody had asked
I think
about...
we might have somebody to do our social media, which is really exciting.
Oh, yes, we really need some help.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it all ourselves at the moment, and that's why some of you just don't get back to it. Louisa said, another great watch is The Untold Deal. Untold Deal with the Devil on Netflix. There's two shown so far, and it's really good. And also the doc about...
I wonder who's in that.
There's a doc about the Russian billionaire and the Countess. I think I've seen that.
I've seen that. It's so dark.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
That's like the relative of Tolstoy, isn't it? Of the great Russian writer.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it was very good. But I just read one out about crypto.
Yeah.
So, yes, my crypto, I invested £5,000 and it went down to £300.
Yeah.
I bombed out in a big way.
But you basically didn't know what you were doing.
I didn't know what I was doing. And the £5,000 was a way to learn how to do it. Today, my £300 turned into £2,400. I know.
Next year, Rodney.
And then it dropped down to £1,600.
Okay, maybe.
So I've been buying and selling these two coins. The two coins I buy and sell, by the way, are Superfarm and 1inch, and I trade them against Bitcoin. And I
don't know what
I know. I'm just letting anyone out there who's interested in what I'm doing, that's what I'm doing. I'm slowly swapping one coin for another. When it goes up, I sell, and then I buy when they go down again, and then they bump up again. And I have gone from £300 to £2,400 in less than a month.
That's an increase. That's a massive increase.
I think I worked out at about 600%.
Wow.
So if that was the 5,000 that I had,
600%. You'd
be in 35,000 pounds.
Wow.
Richer. Anyway, I'm really enjoying the whole Bitcoin thing. And I'm about 8 months in now, and I think I've got to grips with it. But it does take quite a little bit of time. You've got to mooch about and have a look at the graphs and all that kind of stuff. But you could probably get away with half an hour a day. And if you invested a decent amount of money, I think you could probably live off it. I'm not recommending anybody do that, by the way. But I'm really enjoying it. It's good fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you happy there?
I was just having a little...
I thought you were cupping your gonads.
Well, I was just having a general scratch, you know, making sure they were still there. Never know, do you? What you got going on this week? We're doing something for Stand Up to Cancer.
We are doing tomorrow... I love working with you.
Love working with you too. It's great. It's always a treat.
We're doing a shoot for Stand Up to Cancer tomorrow.
It's great. So this is like the promotional shoot, isn't it? Before the big job in October.
Yeah. And then on Thursday, you and I are going to the NTAs.
Yes, I know.
We're not going to do the red carpet together.
No.
It's all too stressful.
It's too stressful. You'll have to do it though, right?
Yeah, I'll have to do
it. Okay, I might stand and take pictures. I might pretend to be a pap. This way, Davina, this way. Yeah,
I'll give you all the best pictures.
Okay, great. And then are you up for an award?
And we are up for... oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's no point in asking people to vote because it's the next day.
Okay.
But the Masked Singer's up for an award.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's likely to win, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes is the answer.
But it deserves to. It was amazing this year.
Yeah. Long Lost Family?
Long Lost Family, I don't think is nominated.
Okay.
But we have just won a TV Choice Award, which was really nice.
Can you explain to me why you've never won Best Presenter?
Because I'm not the best.
It seems massively unfair that double acts win it every year.
There was one time when I was nominated as Best Presenter quite a lot when I was presenting Big Brother. But then Michael Barrymore was like, I was up against Michael Barrymore and he'd won for 10 years straight.
To give it to the
and
wrong
then
person
when
then,
he left, obviously Ant and Dec got it because they are amazing.
Yeah, well, they're two times better than every other single person out there.
I mean, the problem, I think they should have a duos.
Of course they should.
So you'd have Phil and Holly.
Yeah, Dick and Dom.
You'd have Dick and Dom. You'd have Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
You'd have Eamon and Ruth.
Yeah.
You'd have Dermot and Alison.
You'd have Tess and Claudia.
Tess and Claudia. You know, there's a lot of kind of long-standing double acts.
And that way you could...
my time's gone.
No, it's not.
It really has.
It can't off.
Can I tell you who I think deserves to win every Best Presenter award going? Who am I going to say?
I don't know. I mean, I had jokes coming
Joel
out
Dommett.
My ears then. You think?
Yes,
he's good, but
is
I don't know if he's the
amazing.
Greatest.
Amazing.
Okay.
I think he's really good.
Do you? Okay.
Because he crosses over into everything.
Mm-hmm.
People often want a comedian to present something, but they're not as confident.
Yes,
presenting.
I agree.
He is a fantastic presenter who is also a comedian, who is also unbelievably self-deprecating, but is really handsome. It's like a really, really... But not as handsome as you. Nobody's as handsome as you. I love you.
His teeth are very white.
Did I just say I love you?
I think you did.
Sorry.
Yes.
Whoops.
His teeth are very, very white. They're
too
white.
That is not...
You
don't be jealous.
You can't be really good
don't
looking
be jealous,
and self-deprecating.
Mike,
it doesn't work.
Suit you. Yes, you can. He does it.
Right.
He does it.
He's too good looking.
No, he does it really well. Talk about too good looking. They're babies. Hannah and Joel's baby. If follow them both on Instagram. They're really funny and lovely to follow.
Hannah Cooper.
And Joel Dommett.
I would agree. They're very cute.
Genetically.
Yeah, but I mean, they haven't got babies. You said their babies. Very cute. Their babies will be very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
They've stolen all the genes.
They've stolen all the genes.
Okay. Anyway, that should be good fun.
Yeah.
And are we doing something else this weekend? No.
I am, doing, on Friday, when our podcast drops, BGC, do a day for the 9/11.
Yeah.
And basically, all the guys donate all of the takings for the day from their trades, and they donate it to charity.
So these are people trading in stocks and shares.
Yes.
All the money they make
and
on
they
this
all
day.
Lost.
Yeah.
They all lost friends on in 9/11, and they were in the top few floors.
Yeah.
And they all knew people there, and they give all of their profits from that day to worthy charities, and they choose charities to help. A charity that I am an ambassador for, Action Medical Research, is very lucky this year to be one of those charities, and I go along and trade on the floor with everybody, and it is the best day ever.
I know.
It's so nice.
You really enjoy it.
I really enjoy it.
Always talked about it.
And they are amazing.
Jealous. Yeah. It sounds like a brilliant day. Great. I hope everybody's all right and you're all having a nice time and you're back at work and the kids are back at school and you've all settled in nicely. Have a lovely week.
I also want to say one other thing.
Yeah, sure.
That people need to watch Who Cares Wins, which is going to be on Channel 4, which is us celebrating the amazing work that the NHS do. But this year, more than ever, I think we deserve, or they deserve, to be celebrated more than ever.
And that is on Tuesday night, is it?
Is it live?
I don't really know. I'm booked to do your hair for that from 1 o'clock
we're
in the afternoon
onwards. We're filming it on
onwards.
Tuesday.
So we're filming it on Tuesday. Oh, and it might go out like the following night or something like that. What channel is it on?
Channel 4.
Channel 4.
Who cares wins.
Good. And it's all for charity.
It's all for charity.
Have a lovely weekend. Great week. I'll speak to you next Friday.
Love you all.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.